谢主，真的是何等荣耀的意象抓住我们。
Praise the Lord, for His glorious vision has captivated our hearts.
要我们能够为主站住。
So that we can now stand firm for Him.
站住，维持主的见证。
Stand firm and defend His cause.
站住，荣耀主的圣名。
Stand firm and glorify His name, your best friend.
感谢主为我们预备这次的秋令会。
We thank the Lord for preparing for us this fall conference.
愿主开我们的眼，夺我们的心来归给他。
May the Lord open our inner eyes and obtain our hearts for Him.
上个礼拜听到有一个弟兄讲说，在过去他看他过去好几年的一些特会的他的笔记。
And last, a few weeks ago, a brother shared with me when he looked at the notes that he took during previous conferences.
他发现说，所有他笔记中所记的都是一些故事还有笑话。
And he noticed all the notes he took was about the stories he heard or the jokes he heard during the conference.
他忘了记下说那天到底讲的内容是什么。
Instead, the substance of the messages.
我盼望说这一次弟兄姐妹，至少我们知道我们的主题是什么。
I hope at least we know what is the theme of the conference this time.
来这里哈，永恒建造的工程。
The building work of the eternal construction.
刚刚飞修弟兄有讲到，当我们在一个工程里面呢，一开始需要有蓝图。
And Fisher just shared with us in the beginning of the meeting that when we start a work, first we need to have the blueprint.
然后我们中间会施工。
Then we start the construction work.
啊，最后完工了，我们叫做有一个见证。
And once it's completed and standing there, then there is the testimony.
那这次我们三堂的聚会，第一堂我们是讲到。回到起初。
And there are three messages this time. The first one is about back to the beginning.
回到神的计划，神原初的心意。
Back to God's original plan and His purpose.
然后我们第二堂会讲到回到圣经。
And the second message that we will go back to the Bible.
我们知道神用他的话来建造。
Because we know God works and constructs through His own words.
那第三堂我们会讲到回到身体。
And the third message talk about that we will go back to the body of Christ.
活出基督身体那一个荣耀的见证。
So that we can live out the testimony of the body of Christ.
那这次我们也会稍微讲到一些教会的历史。
And this conference will talk about quite a few details about church history.
我们知道说以铜为鉴呢，可以贯正我们的衣冠。
And in the Chinese saying, you want to fix your appearance, you go to the mirror.
那以史为鉴呢，可以知道兴替。
And you want to project the false or rise of dynasty, then you examine the history.
我记得我以前是非常怕读历史的。
And I'm afraid of studying history.
初中时候有一次历史考试，发考卷的时候，老师特别把我叫到讲台上去。
During my junior high school year, I remember there was one time the teacher, after we took the history exam, called me up to the podium.
我想说他不应该会表扬我吧。
And I don't think he would be there to like reward me.
就他向大家宣布说我的成绩是九分。
And then he pronounced the whole class that Timothy got a score of 9 out of 100.
Out of 100, huh? 但是我们现在读到教会的历史。
And yet, when I study the history of the church,
你会很稀奇在历史的轨迹中神那奇妙的计划和作为。
You'll be so marveled at the wondrous deeds of God through the history.
我们知道说从历史能够知道神过去他怎么做事。
Because by examining the history, then we know what God did in the past.
我们要认识到说在今天他仍然他做事的法则是什么。
And we learn his principle of work through time.
然后我们看到他往前要带我们进到他永远的心意。
So we know where we are today, and we know where he is taking us going forward.
那这一堂我们讲到回到当初。
So this message, the first message is about back to the beginning.
我们一起来看建造的蓝图，还有它的模型。
So we need to first look at the blueprint and the model of his work.
我们先读一节，约翰一书二章二十四节。
Let's read the first verses, 1 John chapter 2, verse 24.
论到你们，务要将那从起初所听见的长存在心里。要将那起初所听见的长存在心里。
See that what you have heard from the beginning remains in your heart.
这个起初所听见的，他讲的就是那一次交付圣徒的真道。
that this is referring to the truth that was entrusted to saints once for all in the beginning.
说到我们起初那信仰的根基。
That is the foundation of our faith.
不可以忘记。
So we cannot forget about it.
要回到神原初的心意里面。
We need to go back to the heart of the Lord in the beginning.
当我们看到教会建造的蓝图。
And then we look at the blueprint of the church construction.
其实从旧约里面就让我们看到那一个图画。
And we actually can see that picture through the Old Testament.
我们看一下会幕。的建造，他特别讲到要照着山上的样式。
And look at the building of the tabernacle. God said specifically, you do it according to the pattern on the mountain.
我们一起来读出埃及记二十五章第八节和第九节。
Let's read Exodus chapter 25 verses 8 to 9.
又当为我造圣所，使我可以住在他们中间。制造帐幕和其中的一切器具，都要照我所指示你的样式。他讲到说，要为我造圣所，然后呢，使我可以住在他们中间。
God says here, then have them make a sanctuary for me, and I will dwell among them.
那这一节呢，是出埃及记的一个要节。
This is a key verse in the entire book of Exodus.
让我们认识到神那永恒的心意。
From here, we can learn God's everlasting heart.
他要借着帐幕能够住在他们中间。
Through a tent, he wanted to dwell among people.
啊，这个心意我们看到主耶稣他来，他支搭帐幕在人间。
That's why when Jesus came, he was considered a tent pitched among men.
最后他完成了他整个所有的工作。
When he finished all the work he had to do,
的确，神的帐幕在人间，他能够与人来同住。
Indeed, he was that tent through which God dwelt among men.
我们知道说，摩西在他第二个四十年的末了，他到旷野的地方，他遇见了神。
We all know how Moses met God in the second 40 years in his age. In the wilderness, he encountered God.
他来到何烈山，就是神的山，他看见了荆棘火焰的异象。
He came to this mountain of God, Mount Hera, through where he saw the vision of the burning bushes.
那个火焰烧在荆棘的上面。
The bushes was on fire.
荆棘却没有被烧毁。
Yeah, the thorny bushes were not destroyed.
那个异象是讲到耶稣基督道成肉身。
And that vision speaks of the fact that the Word, Jesus Christ, will become a man.
在卑微的肉身的里面，把神的荣耀彰显出来。
In the humble human form, he will manifest God's glory.
这个意象抓住了摩西。
And that vision caught Moses.
他带领以色列百姓出埃及。
He took Israelites out of Egypt.
后来神带他到西乃山上。
And God brought him to Mount Sinai.
让他看见建造会幕那一个荣耀的意象。
Where he showed him the vision, the glorious vision of building the tabernacle.
那一个启示抓住他，而且历世历代以来，今天叫所有的圣徒知道神心中所要得着的到底是什么。
And that revelation caught Moses' heart. Also, all the saints throughout generation, we all know what does God desire to obtain.
希伯来书第八章第五节说，他们供奉的是本是天上事的形状和影像。
And Hebrew chapter 8 verse 5 says, they serve at a sanctuary that is a copy and shadow of what is in heaven.
让我们知道说，这个会幕呢，是照着天上的样式来做的。
Therefore we know the whole tabernacle is made through the image of things in heaven.
天上式的形状和影像。
It's a copy and shadow of the heavenly things.
他说，正如摩西将要造帐幕的时候，蒙神警戒他说，你要谨慎做各样的物件，都要照着在山上指示你的样式。
This is why Moses was warned when he was about to build this tabernacle. See to it that you make everything according to the pattern shown you on the mountain.
因为这个帐幕它所预表的，它真正的属灵的意义是属天的，是属灵的。
Because the true significance of this tabernacle on earth is actually heavenly.
不是人手所织的，乃是主所织的。
It's not going to be made by the hands of man, but by God himself.
所以虽然我们看到当时他们建造的好像是一个属地的，人能摸能看见的一个帐幕。
Although the tabernacle at that time they built was of material on earth,
但我们知道，你看到那个祭坛。
But you look at everything, including such as the altar.
你看到洗濯盆。
The washing basin.
你看到金灯台。
The golden lampstand.
你看到陈设饼的桌子。
And the table upon which there's showbread.
每一样都是讲到我们的主耶稣基督。
Every item speaks of our Lord Jesus Christ.
你看到那一个香坛。
You look at the golden altar.
进到至圣所。
You enter into the Holy of Holies.
哦，那里有约柜。
You see the Ark of Covenant.
约柜上的盖子，那是施恩座。
And its cover is the mercy seat.
约柜里面的，我们知道这一切都是彰显我们的主。
And everything that's in the Ark, all these things are symbolizing our Lord Jesus.
不但彰显主，他是教会一个丰满的一个见证。
Not only it represents Jesus Christ Himself, also the testimony of fullness of the church.
每一样东西，他说都要照着山上的样式。
Says clearly, see to it, everything's made according to the patterns which were shown to you on the mountain.
让我们知道说，今天教会的建造完全是要照着基督。
Therefore, the work in the church has to be according to Christ.
不是照着我的想法、我的喜好，我们就能够建造教会。
Not according to my desire, my like.
特别要谨慎，要照着山上的样式。
But we have to be careful. It has to be done according to the patterns on the mountain.
神让摩西看见了山上的样式。
So God opened Moses' eye and saw the patterns on the mountain.
今天圣灵在我里面开我们的眼睛。
In the same way, the Holy Spirit is now in us and can open our eyes.
基督那丰满那个荣耀的见证，他所要得着的，今天这个意象、这个蓝图，要我们也能够进入，也能够看见。
We see what God desires to obtain, the fullness of His abundance.And this is the blueprint. This is the work God desires to do in each one of us.
再过来，我们在历代之上，我们看到圣殿建造的蓝图。
Also, we get to see the blueprint of the holy temple in the book of First Chronicles.
大卫他是一个何等属灵那样的跟主亲近的这样一位弟兄。
David was such a wonderful brother who is close to the Lord and very spiritual.
他能够说你是我的主，你是我的神，我的好处不在你以外。
He was able to utter saying, You are my Lord, my God, and nothing outside of you can be true benefit to me.
他想要为神来建造圣殿。
He had a heart to build a place for God.
让神有一个居所。
So that God can have a dwelling place.
但是神没有让大卫来建造。
However, God did not choose David to build the temple.
他拣选他的儿子所罗门来建造。
Instead, he chose his son Solomon to do the work.
他告诉所罗门，你要谨慎，因耶和华拣选你建造殿宇作为圣所。
So David said to his son Solomon, Consider now, for the Lord has chosen you to build a temple as a sanctuary.
告诉所罗门，你要刚强。
So be strong.
刚强来建造。
Be strong and do the work.
然后他把整个圣殿的那个蓝图告诉他的儿子所罗门。
And then he showed his son Solomon the blueprint of the construction of the temple.
他把所有的油锅、旁屋、府库、楼房、内殿、施恩的所的样式，他把每一样都告诉他的儿子。
He showed every item, every place to his son.
他说这一切宫的样式都是耶和华用手画出来使我明白的。
He told him that all these things are what God has put in writing from the hand of the Lord upon me and he gave me understanding in all the details of the plan.
这个蓝图是神他亲自用手画出来。
So they received a blueprint from the writing hand of God himself.
他看见了这一个蓝图。
He saw the blueprint.
这个蓝图，这个意象就抓住了他。
And the vision just captivated his heart forever.
所以他为着圣殿，他愿意摆上许许多多的。
That's why David was willing to offer all these precious things for the construction of God's temple.
他预备了数不出来的多少的金啊银啊所有需要的木头这些工匠他都在那里预备。
He prepared for God's temple countless precious things such as silver, gold and copper, precious wood and stone including workers.
他认识今天他能够摆上。
He realized one thing that the fact that he could offer
他讲一句话说，我把从你而得的来献给你。
He said, all I did is to give to you what you have given to me.
那这次大卫他真的是站在一个蒙恩的地位上。
And David was standing on a position as a blessed man.
弟兄姐妹，今天不是我们有什么能够为主来摆上。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, we need to know it's not that we have something to offer to God.
我们能够奉献一点，我们要充满了感谢。
Instead, we should be very, very appreciated.When we have something to offer,
能够跟神的工程一同有份
because He allows us to be a part of His work.
我们是将从神而得的来献给他
All we do is to give to Him what He has given to us.
我们所有的一切生命气息都是从主来的
Everything, including our breath of life, comes from God.
当圣殿完工的时候
When the temple was completed,
我们看见神的荣耀充满在殿的里面
The glory of God filled the entire temple.
甚至祭司不能站立侍奉
It was so glorious to the point even priests could not stand to serve.
圣火降下烧掉这些祭物
And holy fires from heaven came down and burned away all the sacrifices on the altar.
神那样的渴望能够住在人的中间
You could tell God really desired to live among men.
我们无论是从会幕，无论是从圣殿，我们看到神他有一个永远的计划。
Therefore, we can tell God's everlasting purpose and plan through the building of tabernacle and the temple.
我们也求主让我们真的认识、看见这个建造的蓝图。
And we ask Lord to open our eyes to really see His construction and the blueprint.
有一个人，他到一个地施工的地方去。
And one man visiting a construction site.
他看到一个工人在那里忙。
He saw a worker was busy.
他问他说：“你在干？你们在干什么？
So he asked him, What are you trying to build?
他说：“你没有看到吗？我在铺这个地板。”
He said, Can you tell I'm making the floors?
他问另外一个工人。
And he came across another worker.
他说：“你没看到吗？我正在筑这个墙。”
He asked the same question. He said, Can you tell I'm building a wall?
他问每一个工人，他们都告诉他说：“我正在做什么？”
So he was able to get answers from various workers. They were able to tell him what they were building.
后来他问到一个工人。
And finally, he came to this worker.
他告诉他说：“你没看到吗？我们在建造一座大教堂。”
He said, "Can't you tell? We're building a great church."
那这个工人他看到一个整个的图画。
And this particular worker has the overall perspective.
今天我们可能都有我们的职份，我们的侍奉。
Yes, in the church, we all have our ministry, our service.
他照顾一个最小的弟兄都是宝贵的。
Even caring for the littlest among us is very precious.
我们都在建造。
We are all doing something.
但是要祷告主让我们看见这一个整个建造的蓝图。
But we need to ask the Lord to open our eyes to know that this overall work
是一个永恒建造的工程。
This is an everlasting construction.
这是从旧约里面我们看见亚伯拉罕看见那座有根基的城是神所经营所建造的
And this construction is the same thing that Abraham saw A city with foundation of which God is the builder and architect
今天神正在建造我们
God is working on us now
但是我们开始我们先看一下初代教会他们的榜样他们的见证
We now like to look at the examples and the testimony of early church
启示录有七个教会
In the book of Revelation, God spoke of seven churches.
其实每一个教会我们读的时候都有它的特点
Every church has its own characteristics.
然后我们从这七个教会里面呢也可以看出来其实在教会整个历史里面它都有它的代表性的
And through these seven churches, we also can see their representation of church in the church history.
在初代的教会
In the early church,
使徒时代的教会
the early church is the church with apostles.
他们所活出来的那一个热心爱主，他们广传福音。
They show such a zeal, their love for the Lord, and how they preach widely the gospel.
当我们想到说教会是怎么开始的
think about how was church started.
在使徒行传第一章第八节。
In the book of Acts, chapter 1, verse 8.
当我们知道说圣灵降临在你们身上。
It all started when the Holy Spirit came upon them.
你们就必得着能力。
You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will receive power.
神的心意不是叫他们得着了能力， 他们有很美好的见证教会的生活，他们就一直留在耶路撒冷。
It was not God's intent for them to receive power to bear great witness, have wonderful life together and stay in the city of Jerusalem.
神的心意说并要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚直到地极做我的见证。
God said you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth.
那这个福音要一直的往外广传。
Therefore, the gospel has to be spread out.
圣灵降临在他们的身上。
The Holy Spirit came upon them.
他们得着了能力。
And they received power.
所以他们要去使万民做主的门徒。
And they were sent to make nations his disciples.
在犹大书第三节让我们看到说，亲爱的弟兄啊，我想尽心写信给你们，论我们同得救恩的时候，就不得不写信劝你们。
And the book of Judah, verse 3 says, Dear friends, although I was very eager to write to you about the salvation we share,
他说要为那从前一次交付圣徒的真道竭力的争辩。
I felt I had to write and urge you to contend for the faith that was once for all,entrusted to the saints.
这一次交付圣徒的真道，真道也可以翻作是信仰。
The faith.
然后呢，它指的就是刚刚我们一起读到的，从起初所听见的。
It's the same thing we just heard from the other verse, the faith that you heard in the beginning.
也就是讲到说，在至圣的真道上，他们要怎么样来建造。
It talks about how you build yourself on the holy faith.
那这也就是使徒们从前向他们所说的话。
And faith is also the words said by apostles to them.
所以我们知道在初代教会使徒时代，神的话，神启示出来的真道一次交付给圣徒们。
We know in the early church, God has once for all entrusted his faith, his words, his truth to the saints.
所以在后面这个所交付的圣徒的真道，在信仰他们所认识的这些真理，有一些时候好像失去了。
And you can tell gradually church lost this initial faith that entrusted to them.
我们也看到教会到一个地步进入了一个所谓黑暗的时期。
And you saw how church entered into an era of darkness.
但是我们首先要认识起初在初代教会一次交付圣徒的真道。
Therefore, we need to know what was entrusted to saints in the early church.
那弟兄姐妹们，他们蒙恩得救了。
These people were saved.
他们怎么样能够一起来敬拜，一起来生活？
How they worship together, live together.
我们一起来读《使徒行传》第二章的40节到第42节。
The book of Acts, chapter 2, verses 40 to 42.
彼得还用许多话做见证，劝勉他们说：你们当救自己脱离这弯曲的世代。于是领受他话的人就受了洗。那一天门徒约添了3000人，都恒心遵守使徒的教训，彼此交接，拨饼祈祷。我们看到他们蒙恩得作得救以后，
You saw all these Christians once they were saved.
圣灵降临，教会开始，这些弟兄姐妹蒙恩了，他们聚在一起，好像是一件最自然的事情。
It seemed to be a very natural thing once the Holy Spirit came upon them. They gathered together.
那一天门徒添了3000人。
In just one day, the number was added by over 3,000.
他们聚在一起的时候，弟兄姐妹，今天我们看到他们怎么相聚，怎么聚会，跟我们到今天还是非常非常的相似的。
And look at the style of their gathering, very similar to what we do today.
那他们遵守使徒的教训。
They abide by the teaching of the apostles.
那其实这代表我们今天的信息的聚会。
And that is like our message meetings.
那关乎教会的成长还有建造。
And it's regarding the growth and construction of church.
他们彼此交接，也就是今天我们有交通的聚会。
And they devoted to the fellowship. That is the meeting we have when we have fellowship with one another.
当我们读经聚会，礼拜五我们常常讲的，我们是读经交通聚会。
Like for on Friday night, we have so-called the Bible study meeting. It's actually Bible studying and fellowship sense.
所以不是说只是来读，或者有一个人来讲解。
We're not here just to read the words or have somebody teaches us.
很重要是 我们彼此的交通。
What is important is that through the word we fellowship with one another.
很多时候我们会形容在读经交通聚会里面，好像是我们常常有的吃爱宴是帕拉。
And we often refer to the Bible and fellowship study meeting as coming to have a potluck.
那每一个人呢，你带一点点来，大家集在一起，你就发现说，哇，今天的晚餐那么的丰富。
Although we each one just bring a small dish, when put together, it's an abundant feast.
同样的，当我们参加交通聚会
，In the same way, when we fellowship.
我们每一个人，你要预备好，你要带着你那一份来和弟兄姐妹分享。
We need to be ready. We need to be prepared and bring our littleness to share with all the brothers and sisters.
很多时候有人讲得很属灵哈，我是空空的来，我要盼望是满满的回去。
Some people says I come with an empty stomach, but I want to go back full.
但是在交通聚会，如果大家都空空的来
，But the problem is in the fellowship meeting, if everybody come with an empty stomach or empty-handed,
那肯定也是空空的回去。
Then the result is that we will go home empty.
其实还不在于你交通多少，但是你有这个心，你在预备的时候。
It doesn't matter how much you bring, it's your heart when you are preparing for this fellowship.
啊，其实我们先蒙到了大的祝福。
When we prepare something for that fellowship, we are blessed first.
你有预备，弟兄姐妹在分享的时候，你得着的真的是非常的丰富。
When you come prepared, and with the fellowship, we all receive abundantly.
然后他们拨饼。
And then they devoted to the breaking of bread.
擘饼聚会呢，特别测量圣徒和主之间的那个关系。
The breaking of bread meeting measures our relationship with the Lord.
和主关系越近，你越渴望来到主桌子的面前。
The closer we are to the Lord, the more desire we have come to His table.
他们一起祷告。
And also they devoted to prayer.
我们讲到祷告的聚会，特别测量神儿女对神心意的那个负担。
In a prayer meeting, you can measure the burden children have God have for His purpose.
教会复兴的时候，祷告聚会人是很多的。
When the church is in the revival status, the church prayer meeting is very full.
教会荒凉的时候，祷告聚会是最少的。
Yet the number of attendance in a prayer meeting is the lowest one if the church is in a cold condition.
我们求主让我们对他的旨意有负担。
We pray that the Lord help us to have a burden for His purpose.
神要做事情。
God works.
他是那位说有就有，命立就立的。
He's a God who speaks and who makes things happen through His words.
他是那位独行其事的神。
And He is the awesome God who does things His own way.
但是今天你发现说，神做事，他要儿女，神的儿女起来祷告。
But you discover something interesting. When God wants to work, He wants His children pray about it.
以赛亚书说，你们不要歇息，使他不歇息。
Just like the book of Isaiah says, do not stop working so that he cannot rest.
好像我们停止祷告，神的工作就受到了拦阻。
As if I stop asking, then God cannot work.
我们祷告，他做事。
We pray, and then he work accordingly.
工程完工的时候，神会说，你看我和我的同伴们。
So when God's construction is completed, He can say, "Look what me and my companion have done."
所以我们看到初代教会，他们圣灵降临，教会开始聚会，变成一个那么自然的事情。
Therefore, if you look at the condition of the early church, they believe in the Lord, the Holy Spirit came down, and gathering together is a natural result.
然后弟兄姐妹他们生活在一起。
Also, another thing that happens is that that they live together.
信的人都在一处，凡物公用。
So, in verse 44, all the believers were together and had everything in common.
凡物公用。
Had everything in common.
在教会历史上也有不同的时候，不同的地点。他们也有这样的见证出来。
And this lifestyle and testimonies are seen throughout the church history.
像是我们听到耶稣家庭进殿营带领的，他们就有凡物公用。
And also, for example, Jesus' family, they share everything in common.
但是呢，不是说很普遍。
Yet this is not very common throughout the time of church.
今天我们若是硬要定一个制度来实行，恐怕也很困难。
If we want to make this a rule, then it will be very hard to execute.
大家很容易说， 你的就是我的，但是我的就是你的，就不容易了。
It's easy to say yours is mine, but very hard to say mine is yours.
但是呢，圣经里面的教导的原则
，Yeah, it is the biblical principle.
多的没有余，少的没有缺。
That those who are abundant will not have extra, and those who have little will not lack either.
那其实跟他们当初所显出那个见证。我想这个原则上也是很类似的。
It's very similar to the testimony we see here that they share everything in common.
他们天天同心合意，恒切的在殿里，而且呢，在家中擘饼。
And every day they continue to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes.
他们存着欢喜诚实的心，用饭赞美神，得众民的喜爱。所以呢，主将得救的人是天天的加给他们。
And they ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people. And the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved.
当教会有见证显出来的时候
，When church has a testimony，
今天世界上的人他们会羡慕
，The people in this world will envy them。
弟兄姐妹们彼此相爱
，When brothers and sisters love each other，
人会认出我们是主的门徒
，People can tell that we are the disciples of the Lord。
今天世界充满了荒凉可怕的光景
，And this world is full of desolation and dreadful condition。
不管你看见人堕落到什么样的程度
，And no matter how men have fallen，
但是人最心的深处有一个渴望。
Each one of us still has this desire deep within.
他们看到教会的那一个见证。
They want to see the testimony of the church.
他们会受到吸引。
When they see it, they will be drawn to it.
哦，他们里面会愿意来认识。
And they will have the desire to know about it.
当他们初代教会活出那个见证。
Therefore, when the church in the early age manifest that kind of condition.
主将得救的人天天加给他们。
The Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved.
使徒行传十九章二十节说，主的道大大兴旺，而且得胜，就是这样。
Therefore, in the book of Acts 19:20 says, in this way, the word of the Lord spread widely and grew in power.
神的话在那里增长。
And the word of God was growing.
神的话得胜。
And the word of God victory.
我们看见很多人回转归向主。
A lot of people turn away and then turn back to God.
那些拜偶像行邪术的，把他们的书都拿来烧。
And those idol worshippers or people practice witchcraft came and burned their books.
那些得救的，他们愿意认真的来对付罪。
And those who are saved are willing to honestly and deeply deal with their sins.
神的道就会兴旺起来。
That's why the word of God was abundant among them.
弟兄姐妹，我们看到这是初代教会他们所活出的见证，他们所有的榜样。
So we see the examples and the testimony of church in the early days.
其实我们在读圣经的时候也知道，在使徒们还在的时候，那个逼迫已经来到了。
When we read the New Testament, we all know that.During the time of apostle, persecution has already started.
所以大部分的使徒，绝大部分的使徒，最后都是为主殉道的。
And therefore, a great number of apostles were martyred for the Lord's sake.
所以当时候他们外面受到罗马帝国的逼迫。
So externally, they were persecuted by the Roman Empire.
但在教会里面呢，是有很多不同的异端兴起来。
And internally, they had another risk: is the rising of cults.
罗马帝国为什么要逼迫他们呢
？Why did Roman Empire persecute Christians?
他们所显出的见证不是非常的美好吗
？Didn't they have wonderful testimony?
大家彼此相爱，凡物共用。
And they love one another. They share everything in common.
他们在那里活出的见证，他还不去伤害别人。
And they didn't harm anyone. They had a wonderful testimony.
但是因为教会传福音，教会增长非常的快速。
Yeah, because they preach gospel widely and they increase in number greatly, fast, very fast.
让他们觉得受到威胁。
So the Roman Empire feel threatened.
然后呢，他们讲到有一位王。就是耶稣基督。
And also, these Christians talk about a king, Jesus Christ.
其实主在受审的时候，他们也问说：“你是王吗
？”And when Jesus was judged, they questioned him, said, "Are you the king?"
主的回答是肯定的。
And the Lord said, was very affirmative about it.
他是真的君王。
He was that true king.
但是他的国 不是属于这个世界的。
Yet his nation, his kingdom does not belong to this world.
他的国是属天的国度。
His kingdom is of heaven.
犹太人所想的叫做弥赛亚是来拯救他们在地上的国度。
The Messiah in Jews' mind is to have someone to rule on earth for them.
主耶稣是真君王。
Jesus was the true king.
但是这些罗马人呢，他们并不是那么认识。
Yeah, the Roman Empire did not realize that was the kind of kingdom Jesus has.
所以他们没有办法接受，有人说他们有另外一个王。
So they could not accept the fact or the statement of these Jewish Christians that they have another king.
然后我们看到说基督徒在一起。
And when you see Christians gathering together,
没有为奴的，没有自主的。
There's no one who is free and no one is in slavery.
没有什么西外邦人或者是基督徒的这些分别。
There's no division or distinguish among Christians or Gentiles.
好像那些阶级在基督徒里面失去了。
All these social levels and status disappeared in Christianity.
但是罗马帝国里面，他们的阶级是非常清楚的。
Yet in the Roman Empire or in Roman nation, they have very clear division about their status.
是贵族的，是奴隶的。
And they know who is slave and who is not.
哪一个阶层的，他们是有很清楚的。
And they have very clear division among different levels.
他们就害怕说基督徒他们彼此相爱，没有什么阶级的分别。
And therefore, they are really afraid. They feel threatened because these Christians, among them, there is no division.
对他们会有很大的影响。
And they're afraid of their impact in their society.
那另外，我们知道当时他们是拜偶像的。
Also, many Romans worship idols.
但是基督徒说我们是不拜偶像的。
Yeah, Christians says we don't worship any idol.
他们没有任何的像他们外表的这些来拜的。
They don't build statues so that they can worship.
那反而这些罗马人呢，就说你们是无神论的。
And the Romans regard them as since you don't want a statue, then you are atheists.
因为你们不拜什么东西。
Because you refuse to worship an image.
然后他们发生了各样的不同的天灾，发生什么事情，他们就怪罪于基督徒，因为你们是无神论的，所以呢带来这些灾害。
And if any natural disaster occurred, they will blame Christians for it because you guys don't believe in any idols.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们知道当时候那个逼迫是很多很多的日子。
So for a long period of time, Christians were persecuted by Roman Empire.
我们到罗马去，你看到那个斗兽场，很多的基督徒在那样的一个地方变成众人的娱乐，他们被野兽所杀害。
If you visit Rome, you will see the place where they kill many Christians in the Colosseum. They put them in the center and have them killed by wild animals.
但有一句话讲得很好，殉道者的血是教会的种子。
One statement is well said. The blood of martyrs become the seed of church.
每一个弟兄姊妹为主殉道。
Every brother or sister who were killed by the Lord, for the Lord,
就兴起了无数的弟兄姐妹。
Will prompt even more numbers in brothers and sisters.
外面受到逼迫。
Externally, they were persecuted.
到了主后312年，后面我们会再讲到。康斯坦丁他这位皇帝他信主了。
Later on at 316, the emperor Constantine believed Jesus Christ.
一下子整个情势转变了。
That totally turned the situation around.
后来变成整个国家都变成基督教的国家。
Then Christianity became the state religion.
但是虽然神的儿女好像不再受这样的逼迫。
Outwardly,Christians or the children of God were not persecuted physically anymore.
但是却带来下面更可怕的一个危机。
Yet a greater crisis came upon them.
那我们也要认识一下，当时候外面有逼迫，里面呢是有异端。
And then at the same time, internally, there is a risk from the heresies.
其实我们在读圣经的时候，你就看到说，其实有好多的异端就在使徒时代，实际上已经在存在的。
If you read the New Testament, you see many heresies existed during the early church.
其实很多的经节是来面对异端的时候，能够将神的心意能够表明出来。
And many verses speak about how to defend the truth and faith.
那当时候他们有律法主义的。
And during their time, there's the preaching of legalism.
这些人要变成基督徒之前呢，他们先要入犹太教。
They believe that a Gentile must become a practice Judaism before they can believe in Jesus.
或者有一些他是说你要信主，另外你还要加上一些要守的规条。
Yes, you can believe in the Lord, but you also need to do all these things first.
所以我们知道保罗特别在加拉太书，他特别来用真道来驳斥这些人。
That's why Paul argued with these people in the book of Galatians.
那他们反对因信称义，他抵挡使徒保罗。
They opposed the truth about justified by faith and opposed Paul.
那另外一个异端呢，他是诺斯底主义。
And another heresy, one another heresies is the Gnosticism.
有人叫灵智派，好，它是混合异教还有希腊的哲理。
They mix all the teachings in the other religions and Greek philosophies into Christian faith.
所以他把灵属灵的灵界的跟物质的把它两个站在一个对立的层面。
And they consider what's material versus what's spiritual are opposites.
他觉得物质的都是邪恶的。
And they think anything of material are evil.
所以创造的神变成在他们来讲变成一个次等的神。
So God, the creator, since he created all these things that are evil, then he's a God of a second class.
另外还有一个更高层次的。
So we should have a God of first class.
然后他们讲到说道成肉身，因为是接触到物质的。
And they talk about the word that became flesh because it touches materials.
所以当中他们就产生了一个叫做幻影说。
So they have this theory about a deceitness.
就不是真正的成为肉身的。
Means Jesus did not really become flesh. He was just an image.
所以他们就否定了主耶稣基督的人性。
So they deny the human nature of Jesus Christ.
第三个还有一个叫做孟他努主义。
And then there's another teaching, Montanism.
那他这个呢，有人讲说可能是最早的灵恩派。
And people say he's the first Pentecostal.
那他们很注重得着的恩赐啊，预言。
And then they emphasize the gifts such as having prophecy.
然后呢，他们把得着的预言跟圣经站在一个同等的地位。
If they consider prophecy they receive the same as the words in the Bible.
其实我们知道这些异端从初代教会一直到今天还有它的影响力的。
And we know the impact of these heresies lasts even till this day.
所以今天有的时候我们会看到有一些他说他所的说的预言，你看见他们把现在所谓的先知说的预言和圣经好像看到同等的一个地位。
Nowadays you still see people regarding the prophecy they receive the same authority or the same as the word in the Bible.
这是非常危险的，所以后来被定为是异端的。
It is very dangerous to think of that way, therefore was considered one of the heresies.
那另外还有一个是亚流派。
And also there's the Arianism.
那亚流派呢，他们否认了基督的神性。
They deny the deity of Christ.
那同时呢，他们也就否认了基督拯救的能力。
Therefore, his ability to save.
他是亚历山太的一个长老。
He was an elder in Alexander.
那这样的一个否认主耶稣基督他的神性。
And he denied the deity of Christ.
那基本上他就没有办法得救了。
Then no one could save through him.
那当时他也影响到很多的人。
And his theory has impact on a lot of people during his time.
我们知道说这些异端你在今天还有看到是否认耶稣基督神性的。
And even this day we still know people that they deny the deity of our Lord Jesus.
无论是否认他的人性或者否认他的神性。
Whether it's denying his human nature or his godly nature.
后来我们要看到说那教会外面有政权的逼迫，里面呢有这些异端的搅扰。
So you look at what happened to church during those eras. Externally, there are persecution from Roman Empire. Internally, they are disrupted by all these false teachings.
教会怎么样来反应呢
？How did church react?
当时候就有许许多多一些的所谓叫做护教士，他们 被兴起来。
Therefore, many, many people rose up to protect the truth.
那他们有的写作，他们有的就是用传讲。
Some protect the truth through writing, some through preaching.
那你看到这些呼叫士有很多，最后他们是殉道的。
And a lot of them were martyred at the end.
然后呢，那时候就有了大公，所谓的大公教会哈。
Therefore, we saw the ecumenical councils.
那教会本来就是属灵的。
And church is it's spiritual.
但是你面对这些征战的时候，那这些在教会里面负责的，他们就盼望说，大家是能够一致，能够彼此的扶持。
Facing these spiritual battles, all the leaders in the church wanted to support one another.
那慢慢的就变成比较有组织的这样的一个教会。
And gradually they became a very organized institution.
然后叫做大公教会。
It is called the Church of Ecumenical Council.
然后我们看到说，后来当然是改教，不是改教哈，就是说康斯坦丁以后呢，他们开始了有大公会议。
And from Emperor Constantine, they start have meetings of these organizations.
这些大公会议呢，主要就是来面对这些异端的。
And the purpose of this gathering is deal with the false teachings.
所以在325年有尼西亚会议。
Therefore, in 325, the year 325 A.D., there's the Council of Nicene.
他们最后认定说，基督是具有神性的。
And through this council, they uphold the truth that Christ has God nature.
所以他就否认了亚流的异端。
And that defended the teaching from Arianism.
那时候有一个尼西亚的信经。
And there was the Creed of Nicaea.
其实这些其实对教会来讲，当时候是非常重要的。
And these things were very important to the church at that time.
早期教会弟兄姐妹是否得救，或者这个地方信仰是否纯正，他们主要就是靠着那些信经，使徒信经。
And back then, in order to make sure they're teaching the truth correctly, they had to base their teaching on all these decrees that come out of these councils.
那后来还有很多哈，还有这个圣灵具有神性的康斯坦丁的这个会议，然后呢，也有加克敦的会议，后来讲到基督具有神性还有人性。
And all these councils defended the fact, the truth that Holy Spirit has the godly nature, Christ has the godly nature, and
当你如果看这个天主教他们的这个文献的话，那还有很多很多其他的会议。
And if you read a lot of documentation from the Catholic Church, then you see many council meetings were held.
因为后来天主教就认为只有他们是叫做大公教会。
And as it developed gradually, Catholic Church regarded them they're the only church.
是正统的主流的教会。
They're the mainstream church.
然后当然我们刚刚提到康斯坦丁的改信。
And also we talk about how the conversion that happened to the Emperor Constantine.
整个罗马帝国从逼迫基督徒变成一个基督教的国家。
For the entire Roman Empire, turning from a persecutor to a believer of Jesus Christ.
这是一个大的翻转啊。
And that's a huge turnaround.
很多时候我们会想，这不是一件太好的一件事情吗？
And we might think, wow, that's a wonderful thing.
基督徒不再受逼迫了。
That Christians are no longer being persecuted.
啊，这件事情发生呢，是在三百多年哈，在康斯坦丁呢，有一次他在梦中，他得到了一个指示。
His turning point it all started from a dream the Emperor Constantine had.
他将代表基督这个名号的，就是基督这个，他在原文的里面呢，希腊文的字母一个 X 一个 P 啊。
You know, in the original content, the Greek word Christ has an X and has a P.
所以他用一个 X， 然后呢 P 再这样子，然后把这个标志就放到他们钢盔在他的旗帜的上面。
So he put this sign, the X with the P behind it, on their flag and also their helmet.
啊，有了这个标志，他经常的得胜。
And with those marks that he overcame, he won victory from time to time.
在312年10月28号，有一个米里维桥的那样的一个战役。
And in year 312, there was this battle at the Mevian Bridge.
其实他的兵力啊，是对方的大概只有三分之一。
And his force is only one third of their opponents.
他那天 他看到一个异象。
On that day, during the battle, he saw this vision.
大太阳当中，他看到一个十字架。
And that was noontime, facing the blazing sun, he saw a cross in the center of the sun.
一句话说，靠此得胜。
And he, a word came to him, says, win through this.
后来那一场战役，他真的打赢了。
And he indeed won the victory in that very battle.
所以他相信说，今天这一场战役能够打赢，能够反败为胜，是因为基督教所信的神。
And so he felt that I was able to win because of the God that worshipped by Christians.
所以你可以说后来他就信主了。
So we can say that he became a Christian accordingly.
在313年，他颁布了一个很有名的叫做米兰诏谕。
And in year 313, he gave out this decree, Milan.
所以让基督徒能够自由的来相信。
Which allows Christians to have the freedom of worship.
而且呢，你过去教会被没收的，他还还给你。
And whatever was confiscated before, from the church will be given back.
后来你只要信主呢，你还有好处。
And if you become a Christian, there's also other benefits.
那我们看到慢慢的变成了一个基督教的国家。
And gradually, Roman became a Christian country.
因为每一个人呢，君王信主了，那每一个人呢，那你都是基督徒了。
And because the ruler, the emperor became a Christian, so everybody else naturally become a Christian.
他在一个城里下一个命令，所有的人跳到这个河里面去。
He gave an order in one particular town, says, everybody in this town jump into the river.
都受洗了。
And everybody did, so he proclaimed that everybody just got baptized.
他那个传福音可快了哈。
And that was a quick way to preach gospel.
然后那些异教拜偶像的这些异教的他们的祭司。
And all the priests that used to worship idols.
他说一下子你们现在全国变成基督教国家了。
The emperor says, you know, since the whole country,become Christians now.
这些祭司就变成基督教的祭司了。
So you priests of the cult now become priests of Christianity.
他们拜太阳神，太阳神的生日12月25号。
And they used to worship the god of sun, whose birthday is supposed to be December 25th.
既然我们不再拜太阳神了，那我们就说这一天就是耶稣的生日了。
Therefore, since we're all now converted to become Christians, so why don't we say December 25th is the birthday of Jesus Christ?
弟兄姐妹，我们看到一个看起来这么正面的一件事情。
So look at something seems to be a positive development.
但是教会变质了。
But the true nature of church was altered also.
教会的性质基本改变了。
The fundamental nature and characteristic of a church was changed.
看到教会属天的地位失去了。
Like church lost its heavenly position.
属天的生命、属天的使命失去了。
Its heavenly mission, heavenly life were lost in the process.
看到世界能够进到教会的里面。
The world were able to enter into church now.
这些君王他能够在教会里面能够有他的权柄的。
And worldly emperor, ruler has authority in God's church now.
整个形势改变。
The entire situation was changed.
那这个我们看到说，他们从初代教会，从那样的一个复兴，被圣灵充满，广传福音。
You see the change of status.The church in the early days, they were filled by the Holy Spirit. They loved one another. They bear testimony. They preach gospel.
从他们彼此相爱那样的一个生活的见证，一下子好像所有的这些都失去了。
They lost the testimony they had in the early days.
性质改变了。
Their nature was changed.
当我们看到今天有很多所遗留下来，或者我们到今天还有受很多这些影响的。
Even till this day, church are still impacted by what happened.
我们要求主真的是带我们回到当初。
So we need to ask the Lord to bring us back to the beginning.
当初那一个荣耀的意象怎么样来抓住他们
？How the glorious vision captivate them, capture them back then?
那一个从亚伯拉罕所看见那座有根基的城
，That city with the foundation seen by Abraham.
我们看到诗人在那里呼喊说：“神的城啊，有荣耀的事，乃是指着你说的。
”How in the song the poet says, "The glorious things is spoken of you, oh city of God.
他们里面是有看见的。
They saw something.
很多时候他们没有看到外面的城。
They did not see any external buildings.
亚伯拉罕什么时候看见那座有根基的城？
When did Abraham ever see that city with foundation?
没有看见是外面的，但他里面被开启，他看见了。
He never saw a physical building, but his eyes were open. He saw something from within his heart.
历史历代有多少的圣徒一样的在那里说神的城啊？
Throughout the generation, many saints were able to say, "Oh, the city of God."
荣耀的事乃是指着你说的。
Glorious things are spoken of thee.
那里面被一个光所照亮。
And their hearts were enlightened from within.
当我们能够看见我们所没有办法看见的。
So we're able to see that things cannot be seen with naked eyes.
那一个意象就抓住多少的圣徒。
And that revelation has obtained the hearts of many saints.
一生为主来摆上。
To live for the Lord all the days of their lives.
让我们一同来想到说要回到当初。
So we need to go back to the beginning.
站在起初的这一个根基上。
To stand on the position, the foundation originally.
啊，我们才能够往前来建造。
Then we can move forward with our construction work.
我们一起来读《使徒行传》二十六章第十九节。
Let's read the book of Acts chapter 26, verse 19.
亚基帕王啊，我故此没有违背那从天上来的异象。我们知道保罗他曾经叫做扫罗。
We all know Paul used to be called Saul.
那他是蛮有学问的。
He was highly educated.
他是法律赛人中的法律赛人。
He was the Pharisee among Pharisees.
他捉拿信奉这道的圣徒。
And he arrested Christians who believe in the way.
他不只在耶路撒冷捉拿他们。
He not only doing this in the city of Jerusalem.
他一直往大马色去。
He even went outwardly, including on his way to Damascus.
就在大马色的路上，他遇见了这位复活的主。
And on his way to Damascus, he met this living Lord.
有大光照在他的身上。
There was a great light shown around him.
我们都知道他说的第一句话，主啊，你是谁？
We all know his first sentence was, Lord, who are you?
这一位在荣耀里，这一位在他面前的主啊，你是谁？
He saw this glorious light, so he asked, who are you?
主说，我就是你所逼迫的耶稣。
And the Lord replied by saying, I am Jesus whom you are persecuting.
保罗会想说，我什么时候逼迫了耶稣呢？
Paul must probably be puzzled about when did I ever persecute Jesus.
我逼迫这些信耶稣的。
I only persecute the believers of Jesus.
我逼迫这些走耶稣基督道路的。
I persecute people who walk on the way.
但是那一下子一个荣耀的异象向他来显现。
But that day the glorious vision was opened to him.
他看到了这位在荣耀里的基督。
He sawThat Jesus Christ in His glory.
他看到了荣耀的教会。
Also, he saw the glorious church.
你逼迫身体中最小的一个肢体。
Even the youngest or the littlest member of the body that you are persecuting.
你就是逼迫了主。
When you persecute even the smallest among me, you are persecuting me.
这是基督的身体。
Because this is the body of Christ.
元首和身体是在一的里面。
The head and the body are one.
弟兄姐妹，这个意象就抓住了保罗。
And that vision obtained a hold of his heart.
他为着这个意象一生来奔跑。
From that point on, he ran for this vision.
他多多受到劳苦。
And he labored much.
多多的下监牢。
And he went to prison so many times.
受痛苦。
And he was persecuted.
受危险。
He would encounter dangers.
众教会的事天天压在他的身上。
And the burdens and problems of many churches were on his shoulder.
面对死亡。
He faced death so many times.
他没有惧怕。
He had no fear.
因为这个异象是活的。
Because the vision that he saw is constantly living.
这个异象就一直抓住他。
And that got hold of him.
叫他 奔跑在这条路上。
So he was able to run persistently.
到最后他仍然说他没有违背那从天上来的意象。
So he could say, I was not disobedient to the vision from above.
神叫我们回到起初。
So God wants us to go back to the beginning.
要将起初所听见的，我们要存在心里。
We need to have whatever we heard in the beginning remain in our heart.
在启示录讲到说，要回想。
And in book Revelation says, remember.
你是从哪里坠落的？
Remember the height from which you have fallen.
他说要悔改啊。
Repent.
要行起初所行的事。
And do the things you did at first.
弟兄姐妹，今天神一直呼召我们要回到当初。
So dear brothers and sisters, God is constantly calling us to be back to the beginning,
回到他原初的心意。
To come back to his initial desire and purpose.
我们的主是不改变的那一位。
Our Lord will never change.
昨日今日直到永远，耶稣基督是一样的。
Yesterday, today, and forever, Jesus is the same.
是的，今天可能有各种不同的方式。
Yes, he will do things differently.
有的人讲说时代进步了。
The time has changed and advanced.
我们不能再那样做了。
So we no longer do certain things that way.
有人有一个新的方式，一个敬拜的方式，大家就在那里学习。
And some may come up with a new idea about worship, and many will follow.
有很多不同的做法。
Yes, there are many different ways of doing things.
今天有很多在世界上也是知识见识有很多的越来越增加，对不对？
And we also are increasing in knowledge these days, right?
大家想说，那我们也要往外来这样的学习。
And so church thinks, oh, we should also do the same.
是的，不是说你不能有这一些。
Yes, I'm not saying that we should not do that.
但是不要忘了。
But do not forget.
从蓝图，如果你自己在那里建造的话，那就失去了神原初他的心意。
If you are building outside God's blueprint, then you are missing God's purpose.
我们可以用这个，可以用那个。
We can do it this way, we can use this or that.
但是要回到当初。
But always make sure we go back to the beginning.
神的心意到底是什么？
Check what God's heart is about.
要照着山上的样式。
We need to build according to the pattern on the mountain.
每一条线，每一个东西，每一样物品都要照着山上的样式。
Every line, every corner, every item has to be according to his pattern.
都要照着基督来建造。
Has to be built according to Christ.
很多人讲说今天这个 AI 实在是太方便了。
And you know, AI has brought us so much convenience these days.
我们翻译，哇，一打它马上就翻译出来。
You want to translate a document? AI does just like that.
你有圣经问题，你现在一问，它也很多的答案可以告诉你。
You have a question about the Bible, the AI can respond right away.
好像慢慢的，它可以代替很多很多其他的，你所要做的研究，你所要做的功夫。
Gradually, AI is able to serve in many capacity and areas.
但是我们要知道 AI 是不能代替主的。
But we need to know for sure one thing.AI cannot take the place of our Lord.
我们生命的长进，你不是靠着 AI 你能够达到的。
A life doesn't grow through the help of AI.
整个的建造必须是照着蓝图来施工的。
God's construction has to be based upon the blueprint of God.
今天我们要求主真的是带我们回到当初。
So we need to ask the Lord to bring us back to the beginning.
神所要得着的那一座有根基的城。
The city that with foundation that God intends to obtain.
神所经营所建造那一个荣耀的教会。
The glorious church of which God is the architect and the builder.
我们求主开我们的眼睛。
Oh Lord, open our eyes.
哦，当我们看见的时候，我们会懊悔，我们要回转到主的面前。
When we see what God wants and we will repent, we will regret.
我们祷告主有真实的工作今天在我们的中间。
We pray that he will do something that's genuine and that counts in the eternity.
保罗他看见了。
Paul saw that.
所以他在以弗所书，在哥罗西书特别讲到那一个高的启示。
Therefore in the book Ephesians and Colossians he will mention the great revelation.
他讲到基督是教会的元首。
He talked about Christ is the head of the church.
他在以弗所书讲到基督教会是基督的身体。
And church is the body of Christ.
他说用水借着道把教会洗净。
Said cleansing church by the washing with the water through the word.
要成为圣洁，可以献给自己，做个荣耀的教会。
To present her to himself as a radiant church.
那这个荣耀的教会是没有玷污、没有斑点、皱纹等类的病。
And this radiant church is without stain or wrinkle or any other blemish.
是圣洁，没有瑕疵。
It is holy and blemishless.
没有玷污的。
Without stain, without sin, without wrinkles, is constantly fresh.
这一个荣耀的教会,
and this glorious church,
是我们的主，他今天正在经营，正在建造的,
is worked on by the Lord today.
我们求主开我们的眼，叫我们能够看见。
We ask the Lord to open our eyes to see this.
弟兄姐妹，只有那一个荣耀的意象成为我们的标杆。
Dear brothers and sisters, only if this vision becomes our goal.
然后我们一生有了一个方向，我们知道怎么来追求。
Then we'll have a direction in our life. Then we know how to pursue the Lord.
我们相信在末后的时代。
We believe in this end days.
在主来之前是夜最深的时候。
Before the Lord's coming, it is the darkest hour.
一定还有越来越多不同的搅扰。
And we will encounter more and more interruptions.
肯定会有很多叫人非常受吸引的。
And there will be many things that's attractive to us.
肯定有人做的事情叫你非常的惊讶的。
And there are things be done that will make you a wonder or be amazed.
甚至在末世里面还有更多的所谓的神迹奇事来吸引人。
And there are many miracles and wonderful signs performed that get our attention.
今天这所有外面的就是越来越多，越来越强度越大的，都正在发生。
And all these things are happening. They are growing in number, in frequency, and strength.
但是另外一面，我们看到教会何等的荒凉。
And on the other hand, you look at church, what a desolate condition we are in.
离开了神的心意。
We are apart from God's heart.
但是多少的圣徒却不知道。
Yet many saints had no idea about that.
在软弱中却不知道自己是那样的软弱。
We had no idea that we are in weakness.
偏离了主的道，但是自己却不知道走在一条偏离的路上。
We have deviated from the way of the Lord, yet we have no clue.
没有意象，民就放肆。
Without vision, the people scattered.
今天我们实在是需要从主那里，我们要回转。
So we need to return, repent, and return to the Lord.
我们要求启示的祷告。
We need to have prayer that asks for revelation.
求那赐的智慧和启示的灵。
Ask the Spirit that gives wisdom and revelation to come.
主啊, 让我看见, 开我的盲眼。
Oh Lord, open my blind eyes so that I can see.
不叫我走迷失。
Do not let me be lost.
叫我有标杆, 我能够一生来跟随。
Give me a clear goal so that I can follow.
弟兄姐妹, 保罗, 他经过了一生, 他最后说, 他没有违背那从天上来的意象。
Therefore, Paul was able to say at the end of his journey that he was not disobedient to the vision from heaven.
我们巴不得我们每一个到最后也能够说，是有一个意象抓住我。
I pray that this will be also something we can say at the end of our life that a vision has obtained me.
我是软弱的。
I am weak.
但是这个意象抓住我。
But this vision has obtained me.
面对仇敌，很多时候我是害怕的。Facing
enemies, I am trembling.
但是这个意象抓住我。
But this vision has got hold of me.
叫我能够站在主的这一边。
So that I could stand by my Lord's side.
我们要何等的感谢主。
And how thankful we are.
是他让我们能够看见这个意象。
It is He who has allowed us to see the vision.
这个真正的意象，我们说就是耶稣基督他的自己。
And this vision is nothing else but Jesus Christ Himself.
叫我们认识基督，晓得他复活的大能。
So that we may know Him and the power of His resurrection.
你真的看见基督，你看见。 基督的丰满就是他的教会。
You see Christ and you see the fullness of Christ, which is his church.
我们最后一起来读启示录二十一章的第二节。
Lastly, let's read these verses together. Revelation chapter 21, verse 21 to 3.
我又看见圣城新耶路撒冷由神那里从天而降，预备好了，就如新妇装饰整齐，等候丈夫。我听见有大声音从宝座出来说：看啊，神的帐幕在人间，他要与人同住，他们要做他的子民，神要亲自与他们同在，做他们的神。
阿门。
看啊，神的帐幕在人间。
Behold, the dwelling of God is with man.
在旧约的时候，帐幕立起来。
In the Old Testament time, when the tabernacle were standing up,
圣殿建造完成。
Or during the time of the temple when it was completed,
神的荣耀充满在其中。
We saw the glory of God fill the place.
那这一个地方成了神的儿女他们。敬拜他们生活的中心。
And therefore, the tent, the temple became the center and worship of God's people.
神要他们直达帐幕。
And God wanted them to build the tabernacle.
神讲到说，他要住在他们中间。
Because God wants to live among men.
看啊，神的帐幕在人间。
Behold, the tent of God, God's dwelling is with them.
弟兄姐妹，在新约的时代
Dear brothers and sisters, we are now in the era of the New Testament.
基督和教会是神的帐幕。
Christ and his church are the tent of God.
今天神正在建造。
And God is constructing this tent.
要得着教会成为他荣耀的居所。
To obtain for himself the church to be his glorious dwelling place.
他要得着他自己的居所。
God is making a place for himself.
弟兄姐妹，今天我们信主以后，主就住在我们的心里。
Dear brothers and sisters, once you believe in the Lord has made you the dwelling place.
今天他要得着他的教会成为一个居所。
And he wants to obtain us, the church, to become his dwelling place.
今天神主耶稣就在我们的中间。
The Lord Jesus is with us now.
但是主是不是可以那么的喜乐
在我们的中间。 It's the Lord Jesus Christ rejoice in enjoying being with us.
我们多少时候祷告主啊，真的是渴望你的同在就是我们最大的祝福。
Oftentimes we say, Lord, your presence is the greatest blessing for us.
我们巴不得真的是我们的心转向主。
So let us turn our hearts toward the Lord.
什么时候你一转向主，你就经历到主他没有离开我们。
Whenever you turn your heart toward him, then you will realize that he never left us.
他的心那样的迫切要与我们同在。
He desires to be with us.
啊，这一个同在需要从我们的生活里面，每一个肢体的生活里面开始。
And this presence of the Lord starts from our daily living, each one of us.
他要与我们同在，与我们同行。
He wants to be with us, he wants to walk with us.
但是今天很多时候我们自己也承认，我们好像忘了今天主就住在我们里面。
But the problem is we all acknowledge that. Many times we forgot the fact that he lives inside of us.
我自己做决定。
Because we make decision on our own.
我自己的时间我自己来安排。
I am managing my own time according to my plan.
今天我们可以在自己里面活得好好的。
We live well within ourselves.
弟兄姐妹，常常把主忘记了。
Oftentimes we forgot about the Lord.
他有一个心意。
Yeah, he has a desire.
他渴望与我们同住。
He longs to dwell with us.
他付了极重的代价。
He paid a great price for that.
叫我们的罪得着了赦免。
So that our sins are forgiven.
叫我们今天到主面前的那条路，他为我们开通了。
He himself opened a way for us to come to him.
他是开了一条又新又活的路。
This is a new and a living way.
但是我们却常常把主忘了。
But the problem is we often forgot about it.
我们说主啊，愿你吸引我们。
Therefore we say, Lord, draw us closer.
叫我们转向你。
So that my wandering heart can be turned back to.
就在我们的生活中，随时能够来转向主。
In our daily living, turn to Him anytime.
你转向主的时候，就知道说主你就在这里。
When you do that, you realize that the Lord is right there.
感谢主，他从来没有离开我们。
We thank the Lord for He never leaves us alone.
每次我们奉主名聚集。
And every time we gather in the name of the Lord,
我们知道在他名里，他在我们中间。
We know He is with us in His name.
但是我们需要心来回转到主的面前。
But the thing is, we also need to turn our hearts toward Him.
我们预备我们的心。
We need to prepare ourselves.
不是匆匆忙忙的。
We don't come hastily.
不是很多的节目。
We're not here have one program after the other.
我们乃是说主。唯有你是不可少的。
But our hearts should say, only you cannot be lack.
很多时候我们会打一个，就是不见一人，只见耶稣。好。
We saw this famous saying all the time. We see no one but Jesus.
很多的聚会厅的进门的地方，不见一人，然后只见耶稣。
And many a church has this displayed on their entrance.
讲到说今天我们的心淡淡的渴慕他。
It reminds us that just have a longing heart for him and him alone.
在使徒行传十九章二十节讲到主的道大大兴旺而且得胜就是这样。
And in book of, the book of Acts chapter 19 verse 20 it says, In this way, the word of the Lord spread widely and grew in power.
我们看到在这个时候今天神的话要大大的兴盛。
And we want the same thing for us in today's day, that His word will spread widely and grow in power.
他的旨意在我们的里面，我们说要看见异象，要抓住我们。
And we ask Him to show us the vision and hold, get hold of our hearts.
然后我们有一个何等的把握。
So that we can be assured.
今天所有你所得着的是为着永远的。
Whatever we obtain today is for eternity.
我们所经历的是能够关乎到永远的。
Whatever we experience now is concerning eternity.
我们所为主摆上的是存到永远的。
Whatever I offer for the Lord is for eternity.
今天主正在经营，正在建造。
The Lord is managing, working on us right now.
他照着他的心意。
According to his desire, his purpose, he will complete the construction.
We need
to go back to the
beginning.
Back to the heart of God in the beginning.
照着蓝图来建造。
Build his construction according to his blueprint.
每一样是照着基督。
Everything has to be according to Christ.
最后建造是基督的生命在我们的里面。
And so that the Christ, the life of Christ can be built upon us.
最后这荣耀的教会是让基督他的荣耀能够彰显出来。
So that glorious church can manifest the life of Jesus Christ.
我们就向主敬拜。
Then we bow and worship Him.
充满了感谢。
Full of thankfulness.
我们再来唱这首诗歌，你是我意象。
Let's sing this hymn one more time. Be thou my vision.
我的心爱主。
Oh Lord of my heart,
你是我意象。
Be thou my vision.
唯有你是我的一切。
Not be all else to me.
其他都是虚幻。
Say that thou art.
白昼或黑夜，我最甜思想。
Thou my best thought by day or by night.
行走或安息，你是我光亮。
Waking or sleeping.Thy presence, my light.
我们唱的时候，我们求主真的是开我们的眼。
When we sing this hymn, we ask the Lord to open our eyes.
叫我们里面有一个极深的渴慕。
Help us to have a true and deep longing.
主啊，我要看见你。
That want to see the Lord.
你是我的意象。
Be my vision, Lord.
我们一起来唱。
Let us sing this hymn together.
我的心爱主，哦。 站起来，从第一节来唱。
Stand up and sing from verse one.Regardless of my encountering, as long as you are in control, you will always be my vision. Let's sing the last verse one more time.
唱完之后，弟兄姐妹有感动的，我们可以祷告。
And then we can offer our prayer freely afterwards.
主天之君尊，你为我走开，使我从满天恩充满我心，爱神爱心爱。
何等的感谢！
We're so thankful, Lord.
神乐意将他的儿子启示在我们的里面。
For God is willing to reveal His own Son in our hearts.
主啊，吸引我们转向你。
Lord, draw us close and turn to You.
叫我们真看见在荣耀里的基督。
So that we can see Christ in His glory.
将我们的心全照亮。
And He will enlighten our entire hearts.
你是我们的意象。
So that you become our vision.
你是我们心爱主。
You are our beloved.
无论何遭遇。
And no matter what happens.
你是我们的意象。
You will still be our vision.
主，我们这些日子要多多向你求那赐人智慧和启示的灵。
So we want to ask you more and more of the Spirit that gives understanding and wisdom.
开我们的眼。
Open our eyes.
叫我们真知道你，真认识你。
So that we can truly know you.
主啊，夺我们的心。
Yes. Lord.Take hold of our hearts.
叫我们单单为你而活。
So that we live for you and you alone.
你要得着一个荣耀的教会。
You want to obtain for yourself a radiant church.
哦，主，你先得着我们每一位。
You must obtain us individually first.
哦，先在我们的中间，主啊，有你的工作。
And we know there's your work among us.
我们祷告要有真实的建造。
And we pray there will be true building work among us.
愿你自己的荣耀得着。
May your glory be praised.
祷告奉耶稣基督的。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. 我们再唱第一节哈，第一节。
你我的。